Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Do you want one or not? We'll explore. It's all coming up right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Just days before the next round of primary elections, Donald Trump's campaign is saying it's ready to evolve.
On the surface, Trump is back to the same old Trump.
We got Lion Ted, we have Crooked Hillary.
Cruz and Kasich have no path to victory. It's over. It's over.
But some of his top advisors met with top GOP officials at a resort in Florida on Thursday, trying to sell Trump as ready to work with the Republican Party to, quote, evolve from a divisive primary. Meanwhile, Governor John Kasich continuing criticism of the Republican Party on Thursday, and Senator Ted Cruz appearing to pick his battles this weekend. Cruz has no plans to stop in 3 of the 5 states holding primaries on Tuesday. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Despite Hillary Clinton's decisive win in the New York primary, not much has changed in the race for the Democratic nomination.
Bernie Sanders continues his intense campaign schedule and his attacks on Secretary Clinton. Sanders held 3 events in Pennsylvania on Thursday, and at each event he found opportunities to attack Clinton, talking about her fundraising techniques, her ties to Wall Street, and her unwillingness to think big. Now, Clinton would like Sanders to think about unifying the Democratic Party, but judging by the way Sanders talked on the campaign trail on Thursday, he feels much differently.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. As authorities plan the autopsy today on Prince, his fans are still trying to accept the fact of the artist's sudden death and sorting out his legacy.
He was asked by CNN's Larry King how he would label his music.
The only thing I could think of is inspirational, and I think music that is from the heart falls right into that category.
So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
It said he changed music for a generation trying now to wrap their brains around what is at first hearing unbelievable.
It's still a shock just to hear the news this morning.
Something that is sticking in the minds of those who were at Paisley Park on Saturday when Prince, after stories of his illness were spreading, wanted to reassure his fans he was fine. He said, quote, wait a few days before you waste any prayers on me.
This can't be true. This can't be true.
I'm Jim Roop.
The search for a missing Fairfax County firefighter is over, and the news is not good. Authorities now confirm the body they found in a treacherous, rocky area inside Shenandoah National Park yesterday is that of 31-year-old Nicole Mittendorf, who'd been missing for days. They say they also found a suicide note in her car. A 32-year-old Annandale man is facing child neglect and involuntary manslaughter charges in the death of a 2-year-old girl that he forgot about and left strapped in her car seat. Police arrested Daquan Fields, who's an acquaintance of the child's mother. Godwin Middle School in Prince William County is getting a new name. And it won't come cheap.
The highest cost, $50,000 to replace sports uniforms. And if the school changes its colors, that figure goes up another $16,000. Vice Chairman of the Prince William County School Board, Lily Jesse, said at a meeting this week, if the Godwin school community wants new colors.
Who are we to tell them you need to stay with blue and gold? That's going to save us $50,000.
Board member Justin David Wilkes says allowing that change means
we're really making a decision here financially what route we're going.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,983, the Nasdaq at 49,46. Sports, Scott Brooks said to be in line to become the next head coach of the Washington Wizards. The Caps look to finish off the Flyers in Game 5 tonight. The Nats lose, the O's win, and it's another no-hitter for the Cubs' Jake Arrieta. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL, honored with the 2000. 2000-
2016 Regional Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Radio Newscast, and proud to serve Virginia, Maryland, and the District. For breaking news and the inside story, depend on WMAL.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next.
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning once again. On the outer loop of the Beltway, we have an accident with just the right lane and shoulder getting by approaching Branch Avenue. Delays go back to Route 210. Now in the northwest quadrant, Florida Avenue shut down still from 13th Street to 14th Street with an accident. Head over to U Street instead. Eastbound I-66, earlier accident by Lee Jackson Highway, moved over to the shoulder. Southbound I-270 slowing down from Montgomery Avenue towards the I-270 spur. In Pasadena, Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 100, sluggish, approaching Edwin Rayner Boulevard. And Metro Rail riders, be aware there are delays on the Blue Silver Line and the Orange Line. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket this morning, but a couple of showers are possible, especially west this afternoon. Cloudy and 77 degrees with a chance of a few showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Springfield, 64 in Hyattsville, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. The Florida mailman who gyrocoptered onto the Capitol grounds is sentenced to jail. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Boy, we got a show lined up for you. Come back at 7:05. Chef Jeff Tracy will join us. In the District of Columbia, they're thinking about raising the wage paid to people who get tips, like waiters and waitresses. He has some opinions about that. At 7:15, James Rosen from Fox News. He's down in Florida covering the GOP spring meeting. And then at 7:35, we will talk to Chris Richards with the Washington Post about the passing of Prince yesterday, the untimely passing at the age of 57. Quite a shock to a lot of people. In fact, that's sort of our next story. I mean, yesterday, it was quite a shock to learn that Prince has died, passed from the scene at the age of 57, 39 albums in 38 years. Really quite an amazing career, beloved by many, clearly, you know, one of the great superstars of the rock and roll era. And to have him pass so quickly from the scene was very shocking to many people. And in Minnesota, for example, outside his Paisley Park compound, there are people coming and bringing flowers and paying tribute, and people are saying nice things about Prince and what he meant to them. I always think that music is such an emotional thing that when we lose the people who produced this thing that had such an impact on us, it is at a very emotional time. We have a reaction to it, and it's normal to pay tribute to people for their, you know, what they meant to us in our lives. But I think there's a point to be made here that it really, shouldn't we be taking a moment out of our lives every now and then to pay tribute to the people who are important in our lives while they're still with us? I mean, really, how many times do we say, oh, if I had only had the opportunity to say before that person passed what they meant to me? And so today, sort of while we're thinking about Prince and the passing of Prince and how important he was to many people, I want you to take a moment to pay tribute to somebody that was important in your life and is important in your life today who's still around. Let them know exactly what they mean to you. 1-888-630-9625. Who isn't on the world stage? Who isn't in your personal life that you just need to pay tribute to right now? And we have this wonderful platform here on Talk Radio to do that. So let's do that. By the way, really, yesterday on the drive at 5, Tony Perkins from Channel 5, huge fan of Prince, very knowledgeable about music. He made mention of the fact that Prince really wowed the crowd at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in when it was George Harrison was being inducted. And they had this all-star lineup of people to come, Tom Petty and others, just great musicians on the stage. But Prince did the solo toward the end, and he said it was pretty amazing. Just listen to some of this. Talk about the genius of the guy. Listen. This thing goes on and on and on, but I mean, it really was tremendous, and I thought it was an interesting thing that Tony mentioned, how all of these great rockers on the stage, and they're all standing back going, wow, that's pretty good stuff. So, the phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. Who do you want to pay tribute today? I want you to go, let's see, I've got it right here, Mr. McKay, I want you to go to Cut 15, because I now want to pay tribute to the musician who is still alive today. That will mean a lot to me. Are you ready?
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I said the other day when Merle Haggard passed that it was very sad to me. I was a huge Merle Haggard fan. But when it comes to music and it comes to, you know, being a Texan, it's hard to find anybody that more and sort of exemplifies that than Willie Nelson. And, you know, when Willie passes from the scene, I guess I'm going to have to take like a whole week off because I'll really be in mourning. So today, I take the platform to say, Willie Nelson, I appreciate what you meant to me. I appreciate your music, and I want to honor you while you're still here to hear it. So who is in your life, Lisa, that fits that category?
I would say my parents. I mean, they've lived life by example. They live life by example. They have shown me unconditional love, and they've just been an incredible example in my life. I guess I don't know. I have a hard time just seeing the amount of coverage that is given to someone like Prince, and that's not to knock him as an individual, 57 years old, way too young, probably has a family, friends, people that love him and know him personally. But I don't have a problem with society putting so much of an emphasis on a celebrity or a musician. Or, you know, someone who, you know, we're all just inherently flawed individuals. He's not God. He's not a president. It's just, I don't know. I have a problem with just society putting such an emphasis on people who I just don't think should be held up on pedestals in the way that they are.
Mm-hmm. But you want to pay tribute to your parents. What you're saying here is these are people who live everyday lives, who have been influential in my life, and these are the people that I should honor.
I guess, I don't know, maybe it's odd. I've never been such an enormous fan of anyone or a huge fan. I've never had a musician that I've just absolutely loved or a celebrity that I just absolutely love. I mean, I think we're all just flawed people. We all put our pants on same way as anyone else. We're just human. We're all flawed humans.
I just mentioned Willie Nelson. There's a man with many flaws.
Seriously.
He's lived a wild life. But I really respect his musicianship. Well, and so, those are the kind of things that, you know, that I want to honor.
And
of course, you want to honor your parents. And I did that when they were alive. And you want to honor the people who are important in your life. But, I mean, is there no one on the national stage that you say, this person was influential in my life.
No.
This person really helped me out. This person, I'll give you another one. And he's alive today, may even be listening as we speak. I'd like to pay tribute to Britt Hume. Britt Hume, who I worked with over at the Fox News Channel, who was absolutely instrumental in helping me become a better journalist.
Well, there's mentors and people that you respect.
I'd like to say thank you to Britt.
I respect an incredible amount of people. I mean, there's certainly people in my life that I respect, that I hold in high regard. I think they're great people. They're a testament to how you should be as a broadcaster. And certainly, Britt Hume is an incredible journalist and someone that anyone who is in, you know, broadcast or in journalism should aspire to be like. But it's just, we put so much of an emphasis on people like Prince. I mean, he was a musician. And yes, he was a great musician. He had, you know, a lot of great hits and certainly had an influence. But it's just, I turn on the TV and it's just like wall-to-wall coverage. And at the end of the day, he was just a human. He was a flawed human. I just don't understand the putting so much emphasis on just a human being.
Well, look, I don't try to glorify him. All I'm saying is that I appreciate what he brought to the music
scene. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's all you're seeing. Well, no, but see, I just see it as a glorification. And maybe that, I mean, that probably puts me in the minority of the conversation here. You know, outside of what callers are going to think or what people are, you know, thinking who are listening to it. But that's my, and it's not to knock anyone who feels differently or who is, you know, moved by his passing. I mean, that's not to knock that. It's just my opinion.
All right. Patrick in Arlington, do you have someone that you want to pay tribute to here this morning? 1-888-630-965. Phone lines are open.
How are you doing?
Go ahead.
Yes. My mom, my father passed away in October. She has been so strong. To get through it all, and she's a great mother. And you're right on the paying homage to the people that are still alive while they're alive. But I have to agree with Jim Lady there with you that I love Prince. I grew up with him. I mean, he could rail a guitar like nobody's business. But he's not a hero. He's not a superstar. You know, we have veterans that die every day, and nobody noticed. But a superstar, you know, passes away and the world stops, flags get flown.
Yeah, but we don't stop to pay tribute to those who are right around us.
And Patrick, I agree with you 100%.
Oh, well, listen, we're going to take more of your calls. The phone lines are open. Is there someone out there, as we stop to pay tribute to Prince, is there someone out there that you would like to say thank you to while they're still here to hear it? 888-630-965, 1-888-630-WMAL. Time now for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I will thank you for the introduction. Going southbound on 295, slowing down from Burroughs Avenue to Baker Street on the outer loop of the Beltway. An accident has just the right lane getting by, approaching Branch Avenue. Delays go back to Route 210 in the northwest quadrant. Shut down Florida Avenue between 13th and 14th Street with an accident. Head over to U Street instead. General delays southbound I-270, Montgomery Avenue to the I-270 spur. Eastbound, Capitol Beltway's express lanes heavy from Indian Head Road out towards the Capitol Beltway itself. In Glen Burnie, a southbound Crane Highway, a sluggish ride, Quarterfield Road towards Thelma Avenue. And Metro Rail riders, be aware there are delays this morning on the Blue Silver Line and the Orange Line. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is today. Cloudy, a few showers, mostly west, high of 77. Tonight, they may see some more showers rumbling through, a 40% chance, 60 degrees. Tomorrow, again, those you may see just an errant shower here and there, but then it will clear as the day progresses, a high of 73. And on Sunday, temperatures in the low 70s. By the way, Monday and Tuesday looking really nice with temperatures in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It is 618 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
Many people paying tribute to the musical genius of Prince, and I'm just wondering, should we now perhaps stop while we're doing this and think about the people that are still with us that we would like to pay tribute to? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Larry in Fairfax, start us off. You're on with Brian, and today it's Lisa Booth in for Larry O'Connor.
Well, you being from Texas and knowing football is a big thing, and me being a high school football coach, Mike Leach, we used to fly here from Virginia and go down there every year. And he would treat us absolutely like kings. He taught us any question you ever wanted answered or wanted to know anything about. And in the realm of college football, I think that he is one of the greatest and lends himself to help other people more than probably any college football coach I've ever met.
Well, that's a very nice gesture, and a very nice. You know, there are these people, especially in the world of sports, in your individual careers, who are influential in your life. And thank you for sharing that, Larry. I appreciate that. How about Lawrence in D.C.? Lawrence, you're on with Brian and Lisa Booth.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to pay tribute to David Gilmour from Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah, right.
You know, the feeling that you get from the music and the memories that you have from what you listen to, and for him, for me anyway, David Gilmour is he represented an entire year I spent in Iraq. That's what we listened to the whole time we were out doing our business, and you know he had a great impact on us.
You know, Lawrence, you make a good point. Well. Mike McKay on the job here, ladies and gentlemen. Little Pink Floyd. You know, here's the thing about that, and Lawrence, I think you strike something when it comes to musicians. We remember where we were when we heard certain songs, and it evokes memories and emotion. And we may remember who we were with. Maybe there was someone special in your life when you first heard a song, or it reminds you of a time, a special time with that special someone. You have an emotional reaction to music. And I think that's why we see such an emotional outpouring when the great musicians of our day pass from the scene. How about Art in Ellicott City? You're on with Brian and Lisa. What do you think? Who do you want to pay tribute to this morning?
Yes, I'd like to pay tribute to the World War II veterans. I had the privilege of being on the honor flight from Salt Lake City yesterday to Baltimore, and there were 60 World War II veterans, and I wish my dad was still alive to have been on that flight with those individuals. They don't get enough recognition for what they did for our nation.
Yeah, and by the way, the World War II vets are passing from the scene at a tremendous rate. I mean,
right.
it won't be very long before there aren't many of them still around. And yeah. By the way, I love these honor flights. If you
oh,
don't
they're
know,
so cool.
They're so cool.
They're so
man.
Cool.
What you do is you get these World War II vets, and they, you know, they're in they're elderly, and they need a little help, and they need a little assistance. You fly them in so they can go to the World War II Memorial and visit.
And they love it because they're treated so specially.
Well,
exactly
well, they should
how they
be.
Should
yeah,
be treated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a lovely, lovely gesture.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Look, I think it is important. I mean, I remember I had a very special relative, an aunt, and she was not doing well. And I said, I wanted to go see her while she was alive. And I went to see her and visit her. And it was such a special, precious time.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe to me, that's even more important than going to the funeral. The funeral is not near as important as actually going to that person while they're still alive and saying to them, you meant a lot to me in my life. And you're really special to me. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you.
I think you're right. That's important to do.
Yeah. 621 on WMAL.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
You know that we have the best system for selling your single-family home, your condominium, or even your townhome at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. But you need to give us a call today because we have a new division at the Eric Stewart Group focused specifically on land development and commercial real estate. If that's you and you'd like to find out the value of your property or how it could be subdivided, please contact us today. As always, there's no obligation for the call. Toll-free 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 625 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you so much, Bill. Good morning. Southbound 295 slowing down from Polk Street to Baker Street on the outer loop of the Beltway. Still have that fender bender by Branch Avenue. Only the right lane and shoulder are getting by. Delays continue to go back to 210. On Florida Avenue in the northwest quadrant, we're closed on Florida Avenue between 13th and 14th Street. There's an accident. You can head over to U Street instead. General delays coming your way. Southbound I-270 from Montgomery Avenue to Montrose Road. And Metro Rail is experiencing delays this morning on the Blue Silver Line and the Orange Line. Traffic brought to you by Here Maps, the free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic, and roadwork updates, public transit maps and schedules as well, and all the info you need to keep moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A very mild morning and a milder afternoon as we get up to about 77 degrees, clouds around and a few showers, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It is now 626. A lot of people are pausing to pay tribute and to remember the life and the musical legacy of Prince. And I began wondering this morning, are there other people in our lives that perhaps we should stop and pay tribute to before they die so that they actually know how much they meant and they're in your life? How about Kurt and Colonial Beach? You're on with Brian, and today is Lisa Booth in for Larry O'Connor. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to pay tribute to the state of North Carolina for doing the right thing, sticking to their guns and passing the law to keep grown men out of a bathroom with little girls.
Oh, so there's somebody you want to pay tribute to right now. All right.
The whole state, I think they did a good job, and it's a whole lot more important than a whole lot of other tributes have been going on this morning.
All right, Kurt, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Stephen Chantilly, you're up next with Brian and this morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Brian, Lisa. One of the things... I guess I'll start with who I would appreciate who's still around was my high school math teacher, Mr. Umbeck, from Bishop Ironton High School, locally.
Mm-hmm.
He set me on a path loving math and set me on a career that ultimately, 40 years later, I actually am a government service worker, work in the intelligence community, giving back, and it was all because of what he did for me back in high school. So all I really appreciate that.
All right, Steve, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call. It is now 6:28.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com now.
So, Pam, your son's off to college. You'll have an empty nest and an empty bank account.
Actually, we're doing great. We refinanced our mortgage with NASA Federal Credit Union. We're saving a ton of money, so college tuition won't be a problem.
We want to refinance and take cash out to update our kitchen, but everyone says we don't have enough equity.
Don't listen to them. Call NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA. They'll let you refinance and get cash out, up to 95% with a fixed-rate mortgage, even a jumbo loan. And there's no private mortgage insurance.
You refinance with just 5% equity, got a great rate, and no PMI? You must be saving hundreds.
More like thousands. If you want to refinance, call NASA Federal at 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
But you don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to refinance with NASA Federal. Just call 888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Sounds like I'm getting a new kitchen.
Thanks to NASA Federal.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Listen, Lisa and I have been having a discussion this morning because there's a story out there about a Japanese robot. I mean, it's incredibly lifelike. And I think it's really cool, and she thinks it's the creepiest thing she's ever seen. Do you want a robot in your life? We'll talk about that coming up after the news, 6:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We may get some answers later today about the sudden death yesterday of music megastar Prince.
We don't know much at this time, just that at around 9:30 a.m. local time yesterday, sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Prince's Paisley Park estate. A little while later, Prince's publicist confirmed the rumors in a statement that read, quote, "It is with profound sadness that I am confirming that the legendary iconic performer Prince Rogers Nelson has died at his Paisley Park residence this morning at the age of 50.
Correspondent Jim Roop. A missing Fairfax County firefighter has been found, along with a suicide note. 31-year-old Nicole Mittendorf had been missing for days before her body was discovered yesterday in a treacherous, rocky area of Shenandoah National Park. A huge wildfire in Shenandoah National Park has now crossed over Skyline Drive. Authorities say the fire grew substantially yesterday. 170 countries are expected to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change today.
Secretary of State John Kerry is joining dozens of world leaders for a UN ceremony that should set a record for international diplomacy. Never have so many countries signed an agreement on the first available day. Many expect the climate agreement to enter into force long before the original deadline of 2020. Some say maybe this year. Lawmakers from each nation will be expected to formally approve the agreement. The UN says at least 13 countries could take that step as early as today. Otherwise, states have a year to do so. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,983. The NASDAQ at 49,46. Sports, Bryce Harper gets home run number 8, but the Nats lose to Miami. The O's win. The Cubs' Jake Arrieta tosses the first no-hitter of the season. The Caps meet the Flyers in Game 5 tonight, and the Wizards reportedly choose Scott Brooks as their new head coach. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, records management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the D.C. Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Here's Dan Bongino talking about Frank Howard for Congress.
If you're tired of the scheming and backdoor political games being played by the sellouts in the D.C. political class, my friend and a strong voice for business, Frank Howard, is your choice in the 6th Congressional District of Maryland. Frank's an authentic conservative, as fed up with the D.C. political machine as you are. Please vote for conservative businessman Frank Howard on April 26th.
Thank you, Dan. I'm Frank Howard, and I approve this message.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Southbound Kenilworth Avenue slows down from Burroughs Avenue to Baker Street and northbound as well from the Capitol Beltway towards the Maryland State Line. On the outer loop of the Beltway, we have an accident. Only the right lane and shoulder are getting by approaching Branch Avenue. Delays are pushed back to Route 210. Now, going on the northwest area, Florida Avenue shut down 13th Street to 14th Street. You can use U Street instead. Then also East Street Northwest going westbound between 18th Street and 19th Street slowing down. We have an accident westbound I-66 approaching Sycamore Street. And in Fairfax, Fairfax Boulevard has an accident just west of Lee Highway at Germantown Road. Metro Rail experiencing delays this morning on the Blue, Silver, and Orange line as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got starting to pull in front off to the west of us. That's going to be our rainmaker. We'll see a chance of showers this morning. Maybe a few around to the west especially. Cloudy this afternoon, still a few showers, maybe a little better chance, especially mid to late afternoon through this evening. 77 degrees, could even throw in a thunderstorm. Some showers tonight, 60. Tomorrow morning, a shower, then some partial sunshine, a north breeze in 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Vienna, 63 in Bowie, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, Chef Jeff Tracy will join us in the district. They're talking about raising the rate of pay for people who get tips to $7.50 an hour, and he has some issues with that. He'll join us at 7:05. James Rosen from the Fox News Channel, he's down at the spring meeting of Republicans in Florida. He'll give us an update on that. And at 7:35, Chris Richards will reflect back on the life and times of Prince, who passed away yesterday at the age of 57. Larry O'Connor's taking the day off. Lisa Booth, conservative pundit extraordinaire, is in this morning helping us out. Good to have you with us, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. Always good to be here.
Where are our robots? I mean, by now we should have had them, right? I mean, I used to watch the Jetsons, and I want two things. I want my flying car, which has not yet, you know, hasn't yet arrived on the scene. And I want my robot. I want Rosie. I want somebody to help me around the house. I sort of expected that we would have them in our lives by now. But robots are being developed at a tremendous rate. The military is looking at the use of robots for use in the field. DARPA is in some very advanced work on robots that actually actually are stand and walk and can do a lot of things. They might be useful in the battlefield. I know that there are robots being developed right now for senior citizens to keep you company, but also to help you around the house, much in the way that we use service animals now to help people who are disabled. You might one day have a robot for grandma to keep her company and to help her around the house, right? Well, in China, they've developed a Jiajia. And Jiajia, to describe, there's only one way to describe it. Incredibly lifelike looking. Looks real. It looks like
so real.
A small Chinese woman. Beautiful Chinese woman. And she has facial expressions. She can talk to you. She can carry on a conversation. She has artificial intelligence. She doesn't really move around all that much right now. This is more of an interactive robot. But when you watch her speak, it's almost as if you can almost be sucked into the idea that this is not a robot. This is a person. And I find it fascinating. And you, Lisa, have a completely different reaction.
Well, and what's funny here is, the way that a woman can find her relatable is, I guess, the robot actually warned the media to keep back when taking photos so that her face wouldn't appear too fat. But, and, you know, every guy's dream, she called her Master Chen, who I'm going to butcher his last name, Lord. So
calls him Lord, yeah.
But no, I don't know. I mean, the idea of robots doesn't freak me out, but this just looks so real.
So creepy.
Yeah, it gives me the willies. Like, I don't know, it just creeps me out. But I mean, I've got no problem with it. And it's actually ironic because I went to Facebook when we were having this conversation off air, Brian. And I had a friend from college posting, asking about recommendations for a robotic vacuum. So, it was
Roomba,
just funny because I'd stumbled upon that.
Here's one of the reports about this Chinese robot, Jiajia.
A Chinese university on Friday unveiled a good-looking interactive robot, the first of its kind in China.
你好，您好，主人，有什么需要我帮助的吗？这样拍的脸大。Tells a good joke.
The robot Jiajia is programmed to realize human-machine interaction, facial micro-expression, mouth matching with body movements, autonomous positioning and navigation, and offers services based on cloud technology.
So are you ready for your robot? 1-888-639-625, 1-888-630-WML. Look, I would be okay with having a robot, but I already have a lot of artificial intelligence in my life. Let's think about this for a moment. Right here, I have my cell phone, and there's an artificial intelligence inside my cell phone. It's called Siri.
Yeah, Siri's awesome.
Now, Siri has its issues, and she sometimes doesn't understand me, and sometimes she provides information or things that I don't want, or she does things that I don't want. I have another piece of artificial intelligence in my life in the form of Alexa. Alexa is an Amazon product, and you talk to Alexa and you say, Alexa, play certain music, and she'll play that music. Alexa, what's the forecast? And she'll give you the forecast. Alexa, what's the score of the Caps game? And she'll give, I mean, she can give you all this information, and all you do is you just talk to her. It's just very interactive. Occasionally, though, however, Alexa will hear somebody on TV and start answering that person, which...
you're like, no, pay attention to me.
That's right. Right in the middle of Jeopardy, Alexa is answering the questions, and it's very interesting. But I mean, I find that technology helpful, and I like that kind of technology. It seems to me that, you know, what we need to do now is take the artificial intelligence and put it into a workable robot. I want my robot. I'm for it, but you're not so sure.
Well, because you look at, I don't know, this just takes me back to, do you remember reading about the robot that killed the man at the Volkswagen plant?
Oh yeah, that was one of those engineering robots they used to build cars.
Yeah, right? they're programmed for, you know, this automated type work, and they grabbed the robot grabbed the guy and he killed. I don't know. I just like, and maybe it's just because you know, this advancement in technology as far as this sort of specific type of robot isn't there. You know, perhaps if it becomes more you know, these things pop up and it becomes more normal and it wouldn't freak you out as much. But right now it just kind of, I don't know, just it creeps me out. Just I watched the video and it's just so lifelike. This robot looks so real, just like a human being.
But not quite.
Facial interactions, the closing of the eyes is so natural. Even the sound of it really creeps me out.
Yeah. I want one. 6:43.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, spring is finally here. I love looking out at my windows and seeing how everything is so green and lush, but that only works if the windows are clean. And I ask you a question. When it comes to cleaning your windows, you know, spring cleaning time of year, do you have to get up on a ladder to do it? Do you have to get around the bushes and all the shrubbery outside? And I mean, you wouldn't have to do that at all if you had Thompson Creek windows. Because you know what? With Thompson Creek windows, you clean them both sides from the inside. Zip, zop, you're done. I mean, it's easy, it's quick, and it's safe. You don't have to climb that ladder. If that sounds good to you, I like the idea. Call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company, 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy-efficient, easy-to-clean windows, 855-57-CREEK. And right now, they have a special going on. Buy three windows, get one free, and free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, saving you more money and headaches. 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas, or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security. To reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland, USA, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
It is 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here is Stephen Greenfield and for Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Bill. Yes, Steve Greenfield here. Going southbound on 295, we have delays between Polk Street and East Capitol Street on the northbound side, tapping the brakes from the Capitol Beltway up to the state line. On the outer loop of the Beltway approaching Branch Avenue, an accident has just the right lane and shoulder getting by. Delays go back to Route 210. In the northwest quadrant, Florida Avenue shut down between 13th and 14th Streets. Head over to U Street instead. Then E Street northwest, going on the westbound side. We're slow from 18th Street to 19th Street. An accident westbound I-66 at Glebe Road blocks your right lane, and Metro Rail's experiencing delays on the Blue Silver Line and the Orange Line. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scott's starting to pull in front off to the west of us. That's going to be our rainmaker. We'll see a chance of showers this morning. Maybe a few around to the west especially. Cloudy this afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a little better chance, especially mid to late afternoon through this evening. 77 degrees. Could even throw in a thunderstorm. Some showers tonight, 60. Tomorrow morning, a shower, then some partial sunshine. A north breeze in 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 67 degrees at 647.
Atlantic Guns is having their popular Ruger Days sale this Friday and Saturday. For target shooting or self-protection, Ruger firearms represent the finest in American gun making. Meet factory reps and see the latest models. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
You talk to us. You talk to us.
Interesting story I read here in the Washington Post this morning. It talks about how the internet is changing in many ways. And, you know, it used to be that you would have a story, right, on the internet, and you still see this in a lot of places. At the bottom, everybody gets to comment on the story, right? I mean, do you ever make comments on stories like that?
No,
you never do. But do you ever make comments on the internet?
I don't, but I have commented on Yelp before when I've
about a service or a product.
Yes, and I guess I have tweeted, who did I tweet? I tweeted one business one time. I forget. I was really frustrated.
Yeah, but a lot of people want to leave a comment. And it turns out that many websites around the country are now deciding they're doing away with their comments section because they say all we get is a bunch of negativity and snarkiness and ugliness, and it really is not helpful. In fact, there have been some studies that have been done by media organizations that say you put an article out there and then you have all the comments, you know, that sort of, you know, take pot shots at the article, and that the people walk away with a lower sense of feeling about the story. They don't like it as much. They seem to think that it denigrates the power of their original story to just have all these negative comments out there. I looked around a little bit this morning. It seems that is the case, that you rarely see people, if they want to make a comment, it's rarely positive.
No, it's never positive.
It's rarely positive. And so
very rarely.
You know what I think that is? I think that people believe that it's just a way for them to vent.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally you might be surprised. We here at WMAL, you know, when we take a position that some people disagree with, we get an email or two, you know, they're just like ripping you up one side and down the other. And I look at it and I go, well, I'm going to respond to this person. I always send a very nice thank you very much for caring enough to write. And I want you to know that, you know, I appreciate your thoughts. My view on this is slightly different, and here's why. Sometimes you just, you know, say thanks, I appreciate the input. And it's amazing. The moment they realize
there's a human being
on the other end, it's like, oh, I love your show. You're the greatest. And I thank you so much for responding.
Different tone.
I'm so sorry that I was so nasty. I mean, it's amazing because it's like they think nobody's going to see it.
Right.
And it's just like, I'm getting this out of my system because it makes me mad.
Well, and you get that. And especially being on radio, doing TV. I mean, you get those sort of responses where people just send you, you know, complete and utter hate messages.
Right.
And it's crazy. And you get it on Twitter, too. I remember I had one woman, I had done a CNN hit, and she tweeted me and said, is it my TV or does your ombre hair look trashy?
And oh, my gosh.
So
what possesses people to do that?
So my response was, it was your TV. If you're going to give me the option, obviously it's your TV. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm sorry about my trashy hair.
But why do they do that? Why do people feel like they need to do that? And I can understand why so many websites have said, this is not helpful at all to what we're trying to do here. Let's just do away with it.
Well, and Brian, what's interesting is if you actually go to members of Congress, because when I used to work on Capitol Hill, and their Facebook pages, most of them will have a message saying, you know, if you say anything negative or if you say anything where there's cursing or what have you, you know, we have the right to take it down because you do get a lot of these, you know, just crazy messages that people write.
Yeah. Okay. It's 6:51 on WMAL.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com now.
Hey, WMAL listeners. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Due to events happening overseas and uncertainty in the markets, interest rates have come back to the lowest levels of the entire year. Listen, if you have an interest-only loan that's going to adjust in the next 5 years, this is likely your last opportunity to take advantage of a low fixed rate. When your loan adjusts and you're forced to pay principal and interest, your payment will be almost twice as much. You can't afford not to call now. Also, if you're in the market for a new home, why not call and ask one of our licensed loan officers to let you know how much more buying power you have with these lower rates. We also have 100% cash out loans for veterans, USDA with no money down, FHA, reverse, and the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, let's check and see how your money's doing. Check in with the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamblick.
Good morning. Stocks fell yesterday, snapping a three-day winning streak, and futures were lower this morning, but now we've turned around and we could see a higher open today. Shares of Google parent Alphabet will fall because profits came up short of Wall Street estimates. Google sold more ads, but for less money each. Same story at Microsoft, whose cloud business could not offset slower demand for computers and Microsoft's Windows software. Starbucks sales and profits grew last quarter, but not enough to suit the street. Sears closing 68 Kmarts and Tan Sears stores that aren't doing well. Liquidation sales will start soon. Mercedes maker Daimler starting its own investigation into emissions of its diesel cars. The U.S., which just settled with Volkswagen yesterday, asked Daimler for the information. Uber will pay $100 million to settle lawsuits with Massachusetts and California. Drivers in both states will still be considered contract workers, not employees. That would have cost Uber even more money. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Salt, sand, dirt, it gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fibers like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you need Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store at Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, moving furniture if necessary. Plus, now get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com. It is 6:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning once again. Southbound 295 slowing down from Benning Road to Baker Street, and northbound you have delays as you head for the state line. On the outer loop of the Beltway approaching Branch Avenue, still a bad accident out there. Only the right lane and shoulder getting by. Delays go back to St. Barnabas Road. In the northwest quadrant, Florida Avenue closed with an accident between 13th and 14th Street. Head over to U Street instead. On the westbound side of E Street north to west, we have delays going from 18th to 19th Streets. Westbound I-66, watch for an accident at Fairfax Drive. The two right lanes are blocked. And Metro Rail's experiencing delays this morning, both directions on the blue, silver, and orange lines. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so let me give you the lowdown here. Cloudy, a few showers this morning, mostly west, and then scattered showers may erupt in the afternoon, a high of 77. Tonight, cloudy, again, occasional showers, 40% chance, low of around 60. Tomorrow looks like we'll have maybe a shower or two still lingering. Again, these are widely and not overwhelming rain, but a shower here, a shower there, high of 73. On Sunday, we're talking about in the low 70s. Monday and Tuesday, temperatures scheduled to be in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees.
Great American moments have happened on the mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Not available in California.
Here's a great idea for a business. Health food and vending machines. Who doesn't want healthier choices? Imagine the money you could make. Well, the guys at Fresh Healthy Vending have already thought of it and have secured locations ready for healthy vending machines. Most of our franchisees work fewer than 15 hours a week and are amazed at the income they're making and how fast their business is growing. So go to readyforfresh.com right now. Type in promo code 4545 and receive an immediate 50% savings on franchise fees. That's right, we'll pay half of new franchisees' fees. Readyforfresh.com, 4545.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Thanks, but no thanks. The largest health insurer in America, United Health Group, is saying no thanks to Obamacare. After projecting massive losses of $650 million this year alone, the insurer announced it would largely withdraw from the Obamacare individual exchanges. United is planning to retreat its coverage from 34 states to only a handful. This means most of United's 795,000 exchange enrollees are going to have to find a new health care plan next year. Remember that whole you can keep it if you like it thing? Well, I guess it's a little more complicated than that. With this withdrawal, many counties in America will only be served with one option for health insurance. That's sure to drive up premium prices even further for not just those in the exchanges, but for everyone else. Worse coverage, higher prices. Sounds familiar. And you can hear the chorus now, let the government take over healthcare. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Chef Jeff Tracy. He's concerned about an idea that the mayor has about raising the cost of what it would have to be able to pay for a waiter and waitress. It's too much. James Rosen is down at the GOP session in Florida.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.